Though last week was filled with some cancellations, of course the Thanksgiving holiday and more, the Hastings Raiders boys basketball team was finally able to play their first game of the season against Cass and Manterville in Red Wing on Saturday afternoon. The Raiders won over Cass and Manterville 72-66, and head coach Chad Fikema of the Raiders joined Kitty WA Sports on Monday to look back at the win. Coach Fikema first on the wacky week that was.
Yeah, the week was a little bit interesting. I think obviously the weather forecast was playing havoc with schedules, and Kit being up north took a look at the storm that was coming over the weekend and decided it wasn't going to be in their best interest to travel, and it turned out that was a pretty good choice. And so the result ended up being that we did not play Hibbing on Friday as scheduled, but that Red Wing would play Cass and Manterville on Friday night, and then Cass would come back up to Red Wing on Saturday morning, and we would play. And so, yeah, we played at noon on Saturday against Cass, and good first game for us. Guys got their feet wet. Devin Harrelson got to play again. A lot of positives within the game. So, you know, first of all, exciting to get on the floor and get to play, and to play well enough to get the win is obviously something we're really happy about, and then also able to see some things that we got to get to work on and can fix.
From start to finish, Coach Fikema breaks down the Raiders' 72-66 win against Cass and Manterville on Saturday in Red Wing.
Well, the game itself was, you know, a really interesting start for us. I mean, we didn't get off to a real fluid beginning. We went down 4-0, but then we responded with, I think, an 8-0 run at that point to take the lead, and we never trailed again the rest of the day. You know, they did put some pressure on us in the second half. I think we did take a lead as big as 13 or 14 points at one time. And then they made a nice push back and actually tied it at 50. And then we responded again with an 8-0 run to go up. And a couple of guys making big plays throughout the night. You know, Devin had a really good game with 21 points, but he also led us in rebounding and steals and really made some big baskets down the stretch there when they did kind of tighten the gap a little bit. And Izzy is just, you know, a glue guy for us. He does so many things. You know, he got 18 points for us in this game, tied Devin for the team lead in rebounds. I think he had 9 deflections defensively. And if I recall correctly, I think we had 19 steals in the game. Defensively, we were really active. Got into passing lanes, got hands on balls a lot, and Izzy was kind of at the forefront of that with 9 deflections. Just kind of created havoc on the defensive end. And probably more than anything, I was happiest with that stat, the total number of deflections that we had and the steals that we had. I would like to see us convert those into points a little bit quicker in terms of defensive transition to offense. But, you know, that was probably the thing I was most happy with, is how we played on the defensive end in terms of getting our hand on the ball and creating some turnovers.
And for the Raiders to be successful during this 2019-20 season, they have to realize that their defense is going to be their best offense, with big defensive plays moving that ball back up the court and creating offense on the other end.
Well, I think our guys know that's who we have to be. We have to be a team that creates some offense through how we play on the defensive end. And, you know, we are not a team that has a lot of size. And so if teams get into the half court and are able to pound it inside and get near the rim, that's going to work to their advantage. And for us, I mean, if we want to get some easy baskets, it's going to be hard for us to get easy baskets right around the rim if the other team is able to have their big guys kind of camp out down there. And, you know, playing Cass and Manterville there too, they had 3 guys over 6'4", 2'6", 6 guys and a 6'4 guard. And so they were bigger than we were. And for us to be able to get out in transition and get some layups that way was really important for us. And the 2 runs that we had, you know, first after going down 4-0 and then kind of going on a run to take the lead. And then when they closed the gap and tied it, for us to go on a second run 8-0, both of those were kind of fueled by defense and forcing some turnovers and being able to get some layups. It's who we're going to have to be. I think our guys know that. Certainly as the season goes on, we're going to see some teams that are really good at taking care of the ball. But for us, we know that's something we have to, you know, kind of force the issue on.
In regards to the next game for the Raiders, there's no beating around the bush as to who they play, going right up Highway 61 into the Wolf Den to take on the Park Wolf Pack. Tuesday night's game needs no introduction to the boys.
Yeah, we go to Park, so obviously a rivalry game. We've had some really good battles with them. I think regardless of records or types of teams, anytime that we play each other, it seems to be kind of a battle. And, you know, we were able to beat them here at our place last year. They had a really good team, and we had one of our better efforts that night. So hopefully we can come out and do that again. But I think in their gym, it tends to get kind of loud. It's going to be pretty intense. And I think they're going to try to rattle us with some defensive pressure. And if we can be calm and kind of get the ball to where we need it to go in the half court, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Raiders travel to Park Tuesday night.